on how yeah. how do we approach that? Because I think there has to be
we just set example. I feel like,
and there has to be those standards that no matter what it is, during a worship, just stand up and worship standing up. It feels right, especially as a man. And I want to underline that part is men being the leaders, right? And even the spiritual leaders with leaders within the church, we should be the ones setting up an example, not only for other people around us, but for the next generation, so we don't lose that value of paying worship. The respect and being more intuitive during the worship and presenting yourself to God, standing up in worship. Because one of the things that when we did search up, can you actually go through that? It said, okay, why do we stand up to, you know, worship or pray to God, right? And there was something interesting that it said there on the body language and how do you display yourself and all that kind of stuff. Same with, you know, the way you dress in certain situations. People have display something.
I think people have a wrong understanding and a more emotional side when it comes to should you do this or not. And then when you tell them this certain things that you brought up, right, even examples, people will be like, well, Sadhguru, come on, it's not that deep.
Right.
You know, it doesn't show anything. But then what people lose is that showing respect towards something, right? So let's be honest. Where we grew up, we grew up in an environment where even handshake is sort of showing respect to someone, right? In America, it's lacking a little bit. You know, you don't have to really shake their hands. You can just do this with your head and that's it. That's respect for them. Right now, I'm not saying what you have to do and what you shouldn't do, because then you can't really persuade someone what you should do. You know, it's all just really what they want to do at the end of the day.
Right.
But the way I see it is even getting up and, you know, putting your head down and worshiping is completely different from just sitting down, because body language actually does express a lot of things coming from your side. And
how much you speak louder than words. Right?
Exactly. When I get up and I walk to someone and I shake their hand, I'm not only going there to say hello to them, I'm also showing respect that I acknowledged you. I saw you. You're my friend. I came over to you and I shake your hand. Boom. You know, you see how many things go into just simple as shaking
getting
somebody's
out of your
hand.
Comfort zone to walk over and do that. Same with getting out of the comfort zone to get up.
It's all just
and worship.
It's all just respect. It's all just to show how much you love Christ and like your passion about how do you want to worship? Do you want to worship like this, like laying down, or do you want to worship getting up?
You know what I mean? You can be properly sitting down, but you know, there's a difference between standing up for something than, you know, sitting down. Now, how do we approach this kind of situation when there is a misunderstanding on the love of God, right? Because look, you can be sitting down and you love God the same way. I'll be honest. It's I don't think it gets to anything with salvation or, you know, you go into heaven. None of this type of stuff. It has nothing to do with that. It's just standards for sure and discipline, right? Same with when you are able to even start as simple as, you know, implementing going to work out or do some kind of exercise or activity every single day. That's just you being disciplined and you know, having the standards high enough to say, I'm going to show up for myself. And not only that, but I'm going to improve my physical health as well as my mental. And in that same sense, spiritual health too. So when these type of stuff gets brought up, now you think about your standards. What are your standards? Standards of sitting down and being comfortable worshiping, or having a standard on, you know, for this 30 minutes or even 1 hour, I will be standing up, even if it makes me uncomfortable, because guess what? I'm in the church. I am in God's house, and I'm going to do this for God.
Yeah, I think it comes down to like your attitude, because outside of church, let's talk about school. Like if you're in class and like, you're just like, you're slouched over, like your head is on your hand, you're like drawing something while the teacher is talking. It's like, you don't really care. Right.
Right.
And it's like, it's school, like fair enough. Like a lot of people don't care about certain things, but I mean, when you go to, like when you're physically going to church and like you're getting your car, you drive over there 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you sit down, it's like, you might as well go through with all of it and be more attentive, right? Like you don't just go there just to kind of sit down, because then it's just like, you're just there out of habit at that point, right? You're not there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. You do what the crowd does. You don't do what you want to do type of thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like churches can be a little bit botted sometimes. Like it could be like that, where people just couldn't conform easily to like what the pastors say, what this person says. They're just like sitting there, just like sometimes like I my brain turns off sometimes in church, and sometimes like I'm like thinking about something else, or sometimes I'm literally tired too. I'm like falling asleep sometimes in church. And here. It's not that I don't love God. That's not what it is. It's just like I really wasn't attentive during that time. And that's just like the truth, right?
Right. And it can happen.
And so like
it's 7 p.m. sometimes we're tired, sometimes you know, when you don't get enough sleep, whatnot, you're there and you're sitting down, and I'll be honest, you know, the seats are comfortable, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I can easily take a nap in there.
The environment itself is very peaceful, very nice. And Mike has a tendency of speaking very calm.
Very soft.
Very soft, too.
It's I like, can fall asleep listening. Exactly. I mean, in a good way.
Exactly. Yeah. You can fall asleep listening to him. It's a good thing. But, you know, that's just kind of like what it ties back into is forcing ourselves and disciplining ourselves to be more attentive when it comes to these type of situations.
Sometimes I am more attentive, but sometimes I'm not. And it's those moments where I just have to like just fight for it, not just like give in so easily.
Exactly.
So
yeah. What were you going to read?
What
were you going to read from there? What was the
thing? Oh, no, he's talking about the standing part.
Yeah, what does it say?
Just go through it.
So this all comes down to body language, right? So when it comes to kneeling, standing, or like different postures, raising your hands up in the air, like what Eugene does. So when it comes to standing is used as an expression of respect, readiness. Like you're ready to do something. Just like if you were to go out into march in the war, you're not going to like sit down on a rock and wait. Yeah. No, you're going to stand up and be ready. Or when you're playing a sports, like you're not going to sit down on a bench and like, no, you're going to be up and ready. That's why people like when they're on the sidelines, like watching football, like that's why they're all the players, most of the players are standing because they're ready to get back into there.
Right.
So it's the same idea with the expression, the readiness to learn.
Sure, yeah. And then kneeling was more of like...
Yeah, kneeling expresses humility, repentance, and total submission. So it's like you're submitting, like you're putting yourself below.
Below,
you know what I'm saying?
Because there was a lot of situations too, even in the Bible and stuff where people would fall and you know, fall into the feet of Jesus and stuff and his knees, and they would worship him, Lord, 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 all these type of stuff. And not just that, but there would be situations where when people go through a very difficult moment and stuff, you know, or in a battlefield and stuff, they would just like fall on their knees and would ask for forgiveness or ask for some kind of, you know, mercy. And these type of body language show and display a specific emotion. You know
it's not
I mean?
Just it's not just there
right.
for us to just read in and say, well, respect. It's for us to do it. There's a reason when a pastor says, let's get up and pray, it shows the unity. It shows
you're ready
the respect.
To worship, right?
Look, you're getting up from your seat to worship God.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That,
you know, it shows a lot. And it, when somebody tells you, let's get up and pray, and then you're still sitting there, that just shows arrogance. That shows you don't care.
And the thing too, like
simple as that.
My pop up next to us, he sat next to me, and when we all stood, I looked next to me. He was standing too, right?
Yeah,
and he's a messed up back. He's over 80 years old.
Exactly.
He's a messed up back. He's like, he needs to get surgery soon for it. And he's standing up next
that's
to us,
I'm
like
saying.
With all
exactly.
of us. And it's just like that's mad respect, right? Like, you don't have to do that, but you do it, right? It's because you love God so much.
Right.
It's not because the pastor didn't tell us to stand up, right? And we did it because it's just a sign of just like respect, like we're here.
For sure. And not just that, Mike, but if we get to the specifics of people our age, right? You're healthy. Nothing's wrong with you. Your back doesn't hurt. Your knee doesn't hurt. I understand if you're injured. I guess there's exceptions to that type of stuff. But when you're young and healthy and all these type of stuff, and you see a man who actually has injuries and stuff and he's standing up, what gives you the excuse to be sitting down? Shouldn't that tell you that, okay, this guy's standing
up. Brave.
For what reason?
Like it's the bravery thing that we talked about before. Like people, it's being like when the hero gets knocked down every single time, like he gets back up. It's the righteous man, right?
Exactly. And that gives an example to everybody else. So when, you know, when this, if you're hearing this message and you're young like us and all that kind of stuff, I think it should make you think that there's people that do it. Just ask yourself the question, especially when it's going on within the churches, okay, why is this person doing it and why am I not doing it? And don't just do it because that person does it. Ask yourself that question and try to seek answers and find answers. I'm that type of person. When I see something going on, especially within the crowd or a lot of people are doing it, I don't find myself easily conforming.
Because I like to think before I do something first. I don't just do it because everybody else does it. I would like to know and really feel in my heart that what I'm doing makes sense, and I make sure that I find answers to it. Now, if it doesn't make sense, then I ask questions, like you probably should. So